glance of your eyes, they say, it does deceive your body. But see them, come live with them, Lord, it's a different thing. They are, see them, come live with them, it's a different thing. They all are on a boat, knife or two, no love in their heart.
Listening to The Herd of Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, where Maldor has somehow managed to salvage his set after opening up with a country song.
Well, yeah, it was the Highwaymen with their version of The Devil's Right Hand, which is a Steve Earle song. I would have played the Steve Earle version because I actually like it better, but I think I played Steve Earle last week when we did the... No, that was 2 weeks ago when we did the snake theme, because I played Snake Oil 2 weeks ago.
You mean we were still on snakes?
That was the last song in the set, though, was Hand a Bowl by Culture. You know, legendary Jamaican reggae act. That's a fairly late track from them, but...
You capitulated into playing something in
for
honor 420. Of 420.
Yeah, okay. And kept with the hand theme. That
was, do you have anything for Hunky Jesus, too?
Hand a Bowl.
Hunky Jesus.
Probably not.
Hand...
And the middle song of the set was Don't You Think This Outlaw Bit's Done Got Out of Hand by Waylon Jennings, who's also a member of the Highwaymen, incidentally, with Johnny Cash and Kris Kristofferson and Willie Nelson.
That was terrific.
Yeah, and that's about him getting busted when the cops broke into his studio and tried to bust them for cocaine possession, even though it was all gone.
Really?
Yes. And he's like, you know, we said we're outlaws, but...
We're just out of drugs. We're not even outlaws. We're just out of drugs.
Yeah. So yeah, that was my most recent hand set. Hand a Bowl. Don't you think that outlaw bit's done got out of hand? And The Devil's Right Hand. Since you're whining about things not having enough notes, I played some country, which is a doom 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 two note sets.
It's not that long ago since I handed off a pamphlet to Maldor.
A pamphlet.
Yes, that we found.
Was it a Jack Chick track?
It was one of the treasures that we found in Dead Mom's, you know, amongst her collection of items.
Yeah, it's on the floor in my living room right now.
And it's all about country dancing.
It's the ultimate country dancing guide, dancing, I think.
But it's barely even a photocopy. It's more like a lithograph. Is it? Like, it's pretty old.
Ecphysis. Yeah, it's on the floor because my cat keeps knocking off my coffee table.
That's okay. It's a nice piece of paper, so let the cat have it. Anyway. You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, where
actually,
we have an open-door policy.
You're probably not. You're things. Probably out riding your big wheel down Vermont Street, or out at Hunky Jesus, or...
Everything is lit this afternoon. Everything is alive this afternoon.
I described... Did I describe Mr. Liquor as lit earlier?
I think you did.
I said it was popping off.
And I said, take a video.
Yes, and I was busy getting rung up for our claw. But yeah, it was going off down at Mr. Liquor. Like, it's the longest line I've ever had to wait in there because everyone was there buying their cutty bangs to take to the park to watch Hunky Jesus.
And you said that there were even young people that were appreciating the cutty bangs.
Yes, everyone that was buying cutty bangs were, like, in their early 20s.
Do they know what they're called?
They're from San Francisco.
Or is it just like bags of liquor? You know what I mean? Like, do they know?
The names are printed on the bags.
Yes, but they're hybrid new names. The point is, do they know the overarching significance of, like, Cutty Bangs?
I think it's a San Francisco thing that the youth culture of today is hip with.
Despite tech?
Yes, because okay. These were not tech people.
Oh, excellent.
I don't think tech people go to Mr. Liquor. It's more like neighborhood kids.
Tech people live in the marina. Pinkies up.
We agree.
Yes.
Yes. Excellent. Looking good.
Open door policy here at the studio.
It explains everything. Or does it?
Yeah. Anyway, what the hell happened to our background music?
Oh, it there continues.
It had an interlude. I don't have to explain anything else. I already did my back announcing.
Tell us about your San Francisco Indie Fest t-shirt. It's a new statement t-shirt. It's also a fundraiser situation. It's a nice shirt.
I bought this from King Rat years and years ago.
Well, can we get one?
Well, yes, you could buy. I'm sure you could buy one if you go to sfindiefest.org or .com.
Okay, well, it's cool. The Giants font.
Yes, and it's actually got somebody on the back. I forgot who.
6'2". Coppola.
Coppola, yeah. The name on the back is Coppola, Bay Area filmmaker.
So, like, your mafia, but your baseball, you're just...
No, it's this series...
Independent film.
This series had independent filmmakers on the back, and Coppola was the one that spoke to me most, since I will watch the fucking Godfather.
So you
Godfather.
Mean Sophia, right?
I will watch the Godfather every time it's on, except there's basically a Godfather channel right now on Pluto. You could just sit and watch it all day, every day.
You can't call Francis Ford Coppola an independent filmmaker.
Oh, yes, he's broke as shit.
Does that make him independent?
Yes, he keeps, like, dumping all his own money. Was that a crash?
We don't know.
That sounded like a crash.
It's an open door policy.
Yeah.
Well, we listen to crashes.
That sounded like an impact.
I know. And then this Honda's been here for like an hour.
From the person. There's somebody buying pasta.
Anyway, we're hands-on neighbors here.
Yeah.
Noticing what's going on in the community. This entire episode is all about hands. Songs about hands.
Ooh, segue.
I'm just trying to keep it relevant. Yes, but they've been there.
I don't know what the hell I'm going to play for my last set, so let's get to yours.
Oh, thank goodness. A respite for you. Listen.
I'll play even simpler songs just to annoy you.
Really?
Yes.
Do you know how to pronounce this one? T'Pau?
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 Yeah, T'Pau.
Is that really? Is that how you
say
it?
Yes, they had that song, A Little Bit of Hearted Soul, which sucked, but it was like their only hit. And they're named after, like, Spock's mom or something from Star Trek.
It's a character on Star Trek, but I feel like it's also a surname of somebody in Lord of the Rings?
T'Pau?
T'Pau?
No, it's the character on Star Trek.
Okay.
Trek. And, and apparently they named themselves after a Star Trek character, not realizing how nerds would flock to that. It was before the internet, I think.
Yeah, anyway, I was doing anyway. It tapes.
Tapes?
When we had tapes.
Tapes. Back we had to have the tapes delivered by the Pony Express.
Anyway, it's not a regrettable choice, not yet, but we'll hear China in Your Hand by T'Pau.
I'm betting this is very of its time.
Listen, we're going to dance it out after
I could follow T'Pau with something that's also of that time.
Okay, well, there are a few things to follow that, so just get ready, because it gets dancey.
All right. Ooh, I can also go dancey.
Yes, you can. There are a lot of hands
about not enough notes.
I'm just saying, do you want to go Pitbull or 50 Cent? Like,
nope.
I didn't touch any of that.
Nope.
Okay, well, may resurrect you, as you may need, here on this Easter Sunday and 420, which we're not even dealing with. This episode is about hands. Next up, it's
for
T'Pau.
No reason that we can figure out.
It's your idea, Maldoror. Here on the
Yes, because it's always my, the themes yeah, are always
really,
my idea. You've never come up
good?
With a theme ever. It's
it
always
be
has to be my responsibility to come up with a theme.
China in Your Hand.
Second birth and then This is Mal Dorer's mom. I love listening to Radio Valencia FM. 87.9. On 87.9 Radio Valencia.
Put your hands on me, baby.
Listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, the only internet radio station where the internet sometimes doesn't work. That's true. Hashtag jiggle the wires. Closing out that set, we heard from Fitz and the Tantrums.
I think you missed a song in your set.
What do you mean?
I said, didn't that go from Bruno Mars to Fitz and the Tantrums?
It did not.
Oh, I must.
You just ignored the Joss Stone.
I missed the incredibly boring song that was in the middle.
That was because it was a female vocalist. So we did hear Hand Clap by Fitz and the Tantrums, and the one that you forgot, omitted, or just selectively did not hear.
Because we were talking about Bruno Mars being a Michael Jackson impersonator.
Was Put Your Hands on Me by Joss Stone, and that's off of her third album, which surprisingly is called Introducing Joss Stone. Anyway.
I don't think it was in there, man.
Yeah, it was, bro.
All right, whatever.
Before that, Catch a Grenade by Bruno Mars. That was the Hooligans remix. I didn't really want to play the original, even though his voice is honey. Even you, Maldoror, off-air, said, like, I kind of, like, should hate him, but I don't.
Yeah, I don't hate him as much as I would expect that I would.
Even though he sampled everything in history, combined everything together to make it a brand new hit for this generation, we don't hate him.
That's what music does, is it repackages everything that came before it, hopefully with samples. And have you seen Rip It? It's a fantastic movie about how music would not have moved forward if people had been able to protect their copyright laws. Like seriously, the last 20 years of music wouldn't, well, 30 years of music wouldn't have happened. But now, you know, it's like, oh, that was my sample. And like now nobody can sample shit, and music's gone back to being boring.
I feel like you're only interrupting because we don't want to acknowledge the fact that we also played China in Your Hand by T'Pau.
I did not know they had another song besides a little bit of Heart and Soul.
They really only had two.
Yeah, well, okay. I was going to play something reacting to that, which I will do now. This is from that era.
Is this a threat?
A threat?
A threat? No, it's The Cure to Catastrophe.
Hey, it's your boyfriend.
A radio valet. Who? Which one?
Javier.
Oh, wow.
A very fetching man from across the street at the taqueria.
He has like five wives.
Well, you know.
Isn't nice, that what they do in Modesto?
Nice work if you can get it.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe.
On Radio Valencia.
.fm.
I couldn't think of what to say. Words just vanished in my head. I was feeling cold and tired. Yeah, kind of shot out of the spot. When it almost seemed to rush. I see your face and sense the grace and feel the magic in your touch.
Lay your hands
on me.
Lay your hands.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Lay your hands
on me. Lay your hands on me.
Lay your hands.
Back and forth across the sea. I have chased so many dreams. I have felt in your embrace. While I was tired, I was cold. Yeah, when I hunger in my soul. When it almost seemed to hold. I see your face and sense the grace and feel the magic of your touch.
Stuff that came before.
Really?
That was Look Mum, No Hands by Carter the Unstoppable Sex Machine, which admittedly is in a major key. All of their stuff is in a major key. They weren't all mopey and shit. Middle song of the set was Hands Up, Get Down by Fat Cops, a band I know almost nothing about, except that they are very similar to Black Grape.
Black Grape.
It's a side project from Sean Ryder from the Happy Mondays.
We have heard them here on the show before.
Black Grape.
Yes, thank you. And previously on the show, mentioned how important it is to enunciate.
It didn't even occur to me.
Thank you.
Anyway, middle song of the set was we kick things off with Lay Your Hands on Me by the Thompson Twins, which you were intermittently whining about. Whatever it's
my métier. We found my métier.
Mine is complaint and yours is whining.
Well, yours is critique. It feels so much more refined.
What's going on? What are you doing?
Well, I'm curious about whether or not Cheap Pooch is going to be in.
Oh, they are not.
Ordinarily, at the top of the hour, you would stay tuned for Cheap Pooch.
But yeah.
Should still.
I'm assuming they're running an encore presentation because the...
Encore!
The person in Cheap Pooch who lives in my house went up to Mad Jester today, so I don't believe she will be in. But maybe, I don't know, maybe Holly and Lee Poe are doing it. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
We just work here.
Yeah. We just volunteer here.
We just jiggle wires here.
Yeah. We haven't even tried the guest mics, so, yeah, whatever. Hey, you want to do a thing?
Too far afield. Yeah, I always want to do a thing.
Here.
Let's do a thing. That's a word of the day.
It's time for the bad-edited SAT word of the week.
The word this week is,
of the week.
Is so easy. Sorry. It just...
what if I don't know it now, though? Like, it's going to be the worst.
You will know this one.
Okay.
The word is reprimand.
Oh, thanks, Mom. I do miss Mom today.
Oh, God. Reprimand. Everyone knows what reprimand means.
It's not as, severe as to castigate somebody.
It's a rebuke, especially an official one. Like, you could say the Supreme Court reprimanded the Trump administration at a midnight decision last night.
And yet they did not.
Not really.
Do any such thing.
They sort of, kind of, both sides claim victory, blah, blah, blah. Mm. Anyway, we'll see what happens here, because this song is 39 seconds long. It's from the Short Music for Short People album. It's called Out of Hand. And it's been your bad religion.
Are they ableists?
SAT word of the week.
Don't want to have to take your shit. Sure.
Gidgin SAT word of the week.
We're nothing without dead air here.
Yeah.
On the Cure to Catastrophe. Reprimand.
Right, super easy. The words this week are super easy. That was, what was it called? It was from the short music for short people. Out of hand. That's why we were playing it for the hand. But now we're playing the...
Reprimand.
Yeah. The Bad Religion SAT word background music again because...
Are you going to go again?
Yeah.
That's so fun.
This one's easy, though. Patronage.
Mom often receives
she has
things from wounded warriors. Thank you for her patronage.
Rely on the patronage of strangers?
No. Oh, no. To the contrary.
That's a reference to Tennessee Williams.
Radio Valencia is right. I will never go hungry again.
Yeah.
Right? That sort of thing?
Anyway, patronage is a support given by a patron. Huh. Wow.
Which is how Radio Valencia survives.
So, yeah, please send us some money.
Go to radiovalencia.fm. Look for the PayPal button. It's in bright blue. You know what it looks like. Go ahead and push it and just give us $20. $100, also $1,000 works.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks. We're the listener-supported radio. We're powered by you. Wait, where have I heard that before? Oh, KEXP.
They do a much better job.
All right, this has been the Cure. Well, no, we've got 12 more minutes of the Cure Catastrophe. We've got more hand songs, including this one, which features the word patronage. This is The Handshake by Bad Religion. So it's a double shot of Bad Religion easy-ass essay. They were so easy, we did two.
This is the Cure to Catastrophe, where we believe, why would you use a big word when you can use a small one?
Well, you can win if you are a god. hand grenade.
To the Curta Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, where Maldoror closes out the show with the song that I intended to open up the show with.
That was Pass the Hand Grenade by Eric B. and Rakim. I forgot what else I played in that set. We don't have a lot of time. We did a double shot of Bad Religion SAT Words of the Week because they were easy as hell. We heard Hold Up Your Hands by the Freestylers, and we got to get out of here and make room for Cheap Hooch.
At 4 o'clock.
So, yeah, stay tuned for Cheap Hooch in 30 seconds.
And thanks to Maldoror for always pulling it together at the end of the show.